This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. German Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed shock and sorrow Thursday at the deadly floods in her country, saying many people had died and pledged that everything would be done to find those still missing.
Ich traue die, die in dieser Katastrophe ihr Leben verloren haben.
Merkel said, I grieve for those who lost their lives in this disaster. The death toll has continued to climb, and dozens were missing in Germany and Belgium as heavy flooding turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Many villages were reduced to rubble as old brick or timber houses could not withstand the sudden rush of water, often carrying trees and other debris as it gushed through narrow streets. The death toll in South Africa's unrest rose to 117 Thursday as the country called up its army reserves in a bid to stop looting that has stoked fears of shortages and dealt a crippling economic blow. The acting minister for President Cyril Ramaphosa's office said 10,000 troops were deployed to deal with the violence, less than the 25,000 the country's defense minister requested. At least 2,200 people have been arrested during the unrest, which broke out after former President Jacob Zuma was jailed for failing to testify at an inquiry investigating corruption while he was president. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said Thursday there was zero risk of Games participants infecting Japanese residents with COVID-19. Just over a week before the July 23rd opening ceremony, Tokyo reported more than 1,300 new COVID-19 infections Thursday, its highest daily tally since late January. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said Thursday he is asking China to be more transparent as scientists search for the origins of the coronavirus and acknowledged it was premature to rule out the pandemic might have been linked to a laboratory leak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said getting access to raw data had been a challenge for an international team that traveled to China earlier this year to investigate the source of COVID-19, where the first human cases were identified in Wuhan.
And we need information, direct information, on what the situation of these labs was before and at the start of the pandemic.
In recent months, the idea that the pandemic somehow started in a laboratory and perhaps involved an engineered virus has gained traction, especially with President Joe Biden ordering a review of U.S. intelligence to assess that possibility in May. The Australian state of Victoria was ordered into a five-day lockdown Thursday following a spike in COVID-19 infections, joining Sydney as the country's two main population hubs battle an outbreak of the contagious Delta variant. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Sydney residents woke to some good news on Thursday. COVID-19 cases slowed down after days of rising numbers. But it is still not enough to lift the lockdown, warned New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Whilst the case numbers are bouncing around, we are seeing a stabilisation. They are not growing exponentially.
Two deaths have been reported out of the city, the first for the country this year. Meanwhile, Victorian state capital Melbourne follows Sydney into a lockdown after a team of furniture movers travelled from New South Wales through the state of Victoria while infectious. Just over 12% of Australia's adult population of around 20.5 million have been fully vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Peter de Vries, a renowned Dutch journalist who fearlessly reported on the violent underworld of the Netherlands and campaigned to breathe new life into cold cases, has died at age 64 after being shot in a brazen attack last week. In a statement released Thursday, his family said Peter fought to the end but was unable to win the battle. While the motive for de Vries' shooting remains unknown, the July 6th attack on an Amsterdam street had the hallmarks of the gangland hits taking place with increasing regularity in the Dutch underworld that the journalist covered. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.